Alyssa Milano reveals key to beating Trump. Biden at the top in a Harris vice presidency. By Hannah Blow on August 28, 2019. Actress-turned-leftist activist Alyssa Milano revealed the key to beating Trump in an op-ed published in The Hill Tuesday evening. Biden at the top in a Harris vice presidency. Featuring virtually every other candidate serving in top roles in a hypothetical Biden administration. Milano, who is, arguably, one of the most outspoken left-wing celebrities in Hollywood, indicated in her op-ed that Joe Biden, D, and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, serve as the best duo to take down President Donald Trump in 2020. Imagine this, Vice President Biden is currently leading the field, so let's start there. With Biden at the top in a Harris vice presidency, we would speak to the majority of Americans who prefer Biden to any other candidate, Milano argued. She did not stop there, encouraging Democrats to embrace the majority of Democrat contenders in other capacities within her hypothetical Biden/Harris administration. Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, for example, would make for a fabulous attorney general, in which he could take on the NRA and the racial injustices he so often faced as mayor of Newark. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, could head up the Department of Education. Milano wrote, with the Massachusetts senator's history as an educator likely in mind. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, a fierce advocate for overhauling the healthcare system for Medicare for All, could serve as the Secretary of Health and Human Services and would ensure every person in America could access healthcare we could afford, the actress continued. Milano even found positions within the Democratic Dream Team for lower-level candidates like Julian Castro, D, Andrew Yang, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D, who could serve as the first Latinx Homeland Security Secretary, head of the Council of Economic Advisors, and Secretary of Veterans Affairs, respectively. She continued. Beto O'Rourke as chief of staff to the president would guide the nation's most important decisions with compassion and ease. Kirsten Gillibrand as commerce secretary. Amy Klobuchar as agriculture secretary. Former candidate Jay Inslee bringing environmental issues to the level they deserve as the helm of the Department of Energy. Strong union supporter Tim Ryan as secretary of labor. Treasury secretary Delaney. Recently withdrawn Congressman and veteran Seth Moulton as Secretary of Defense. Bullock at FEC. Bennett at Interior. The fact of the matter is that these candidates all agree on the what. Their generally minor differences are in the how. Milano argued, encouraging fellow Democrats to get behind them all. Our country cannot afford another 4 years of Donald Trump. Desperate times call for thinking outside the box with Democratic measures. If we want to beat Trump, we know whom to elect, all of them, she wrote. Or we can just keep proceeding with politics as usual and act shocked when he's re-elected.